Hey there, adventurers! Get those headphones adjusted, immerse yourself in fantasy, and roll the intro. Welcome back to the table, everybody. Before we get into a quick recap, have a quick announcement. Our player, Primoz, who played Bernard, is unfortunately cannot join us anymore for sessions. So with that being said, you guys will not hear his voice anymore, but he will hopefully make a return sometime soon. Told him to make sure to let me know when his life gets a little slower and he's got some time to play with us again. So with that, Bernard isn't just going to disappear from the story right away. I have a little plan to get him out and kind of almost into retirement. We might see him a few more times throughout the campaign because he's going to be an NPC of mine now. So I get to do really whatever I want with him. So
sounds shady.
Yeah, isn't it? Well, hey, Primoz gave me permission. So he said, you do whatever you want with Bernard now. So, but with that, how about we get right into our recap? Last time, you guys were traveling with Jonathan to in search of the Moonkin Circle Druid to hopefully get some information on the ruins that Volcan was banished from, or teleported, or plane shifted. Who knows what happened to him there? But with that, your guys' travel had some interesting events happen. On your, I believe it was the third day of travel, you guys got to a monk monastery that you guys ended up staying at instead of staying out on the road. Jonathan knew this monk monastery and kind of helped them out and said that it'd be a safe place for you guys to stay. And that was somewhat true. I mean, some of you kind of got hurt there at the Silver Crest Monastery, the name of that monastery was. You guys met a interesting female figure there named Demo, who seemed to be like the head monk or of sorts the head of the monastery. Not too sure. One of the players, Vinthro, found out some interesting things about her, that she was actually the silver dragon that the monastery kind of worships, and she was just taking like a half elven form. And that was done through, I believe it was a perception check or insight check, one of the two.
Insight check.
Yeah, it was an insight check. But with that, you guys were invited in with open arms. You guys sat down to have a good meal. And during that meal, some chaos happened. A monk busted through the door and informed Demo that there was trouble at the front gate. And you all kind of rushed out and saw this man that was covered in boils. And when he kind of was stumbled in through the front gate, surrounded by a few monks trying to help him, when Demo and you all kind of came out, he kind of lifted up off the ground and said, could be some sort of a prophecy of some sort. But after the prophecy was spoken, which was, the time of the scaled ones is nigh. The white-haired one will overcast the scaled ones, and Vora will be engulfed in black flames that the shadow ones have endured for so long, and then exploded, causing the monks that were right around him to instantly evaporate and flinging this like acid goop throughout the monastery. Only a few people got hurt from it. But with that, Demo decided to leave that night, she kept saying that she needs to discuss some things with the others. Who the others were, nobody really knows. But she kind of like teleported away. The next morning, you guys ended up back on the road and heading back out. I should say that something to be note, I believe during or like right after the guy exploded that said the prophecy, the one covered in all boils, I believe it was Venric, you kind of wanted to get up and scout and see anything. And you saw this kind of hunched over figure that you've seen before standing out towards the main road outside of this monastery right after this this human exploded. And this hunching kind of tall figure that seems to be holding a staff and then instantly disappeared. And with that, nothing really else happened throughout the night. And the next morning you got up, started traveling again. You got to a small pathway that led off the main trail. And Jonathan said that this is the pathway that will lead you straight to the Moonkin Circle. With that, he said that he is splitting from the group and heading to the city of Ravenwood Pass, a border town between the kingdoms of Featherfall and Leafcrest. He said he might know somebody, or he said he should have someone there that might have some ideas on what is kind of happening and might even know some stuff on that chaos, or the sphere of chaos that you guys are carrying with you. With that, he said to meet him if you could after your business with the druids are done. So with that, you guys traveled, you split your ways with Jonathan and started heading into the Moonkin Circle, druids like land, I guess you could consider it. Shortly after entering into a very dense, like thick area of wooded, like swamp area, you guys were surrounded by obviously the Moonkin Circle druids and a quote unquote halfling came riding out on an elk and started asking you questions. With a short conversation, you ended up convincing her to lead you back to the actual, like, I guess you could call it like town or compound of the druids' home. And there you are confronted by the head druids, four old druids that kind of make the decisions of like the rulings. They're kind of like the ruling council of the Moonkin Circle. During this exchange, you found out very quickly that they are very kind of, again, stuck in their own ways and weren't really trying to help you. In mid-conversation, a giant alligator monster came flying out of the woods and combat started. You guys took down the alligator somewhat, whatever kind of creature it was, like a humanoid alligator, very large in size, and also its companion that it seemed to have with it, and a large ape that again was unnaturally in size and color, and that could become invisible as well. You guys, the battle ended with you being victorious, and that is where we left off and are going to pick up. So you guys are standing around and the bodies on the ground start to kind of dissolve and turn to like this ash and like this kind of just think of almost like a vampire, how a vampire dies.
So what you're saying is they kind of like Thanos dust.
Yeah, I guess
like dust away in particles.
Yeah, exactly. That is where we pick up. The gates open after some time after everybody realizes that the fight is over and people are like trying to come out to look at the bodies, but obviously like they're not there anymore. Now, the people, the like rangers and druids up on the walls all saw this, but when the elders come back out, they approach you all and say, instantly kind of start to blame you all for this. And the one that was talking before was says, "What madness have you brought to our lands?" And is like starting to walk forward towards you guys. Does anybody want to respond? Doesn't look like he's about to harm you guys. Like he's not like getting ready to cast a spell. He's just like a pissed off old man is walking towards you guys.
I'm gonna turn my head and say, "What madness? We ended what was here. This we didn't bring this here. This was already here."
He looks at you and says, "Fool, we protect our lands. We would have known of some chaos, corruption that is happening, and there is none until you just happen to show up."
I'm just gonna point slowly at the creature and be like, "This wasn't here, and creatures now it are is gone." Here. So I mean, this was here.
Remember, they disappeared.
Yeah. This thing was here, and now it's not here. You can still see footprints all over the place where these things were.
Falcon's gonna put his hand while Kronos is talking onto his shoulder, and then point at that old man, and be like, "Well, these fools are the ones that just protected you. I didn't see any of your men out here doing anything."
And at that point, I believe, I don't know, I can't remember honestly if I described, but there was like in your guys' first interaction, there would have been a younger kind of druid standing alongside of.
The
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
We got a description of him from, you know.
Yes. He's kind of got like short, spiky blonde hair. He kind of comes running up and like stops as like the older man, the leader that you guys would presume, one of the elder druids, and says, "Do you not understand what is going on here? They were helping you. Us. He's right. All we did was stand on our walls and hid behind our doors." And with this, the older druid kind of takes a step back and says, "Cinder, this is the last time you've stepped out in front of me. If you do it again, I will banish you from these our lands."
I'm going to lean on Valcon's shoulder, but she's getting real.
"You're lucky we were here. You might be dead by now if that wasn't the case."
"I don't believe," the older elder is saying back to that, "I don't believe this would have happened if you would have shown up. Are you carrying something with you? Or where have you been to bring creatures like this?"
"Those are the dangers we've been telling you about. They're showing up all over the country."
"All over the place. All over the place. Not just here."
Roll a, I'll say with advantage, Finric. A persuasion check.
Advantage won't help that much.
You never know.
Come on.
Oh
no.
8 and 7. 7.
Winthros would probably speak up, but he's not talking at the moment.
He the elder looks up and says, "Be gone. I don't want to see you trespassing in these lands any longer."
Then just close your eyes, and you know, we'll only be here like a minute or so. We're not here for long. We just want to find out some things.
"Yes, well, I am done trying to help outsiders for the last time." And he turns on his heel and starts to walk back. The younger one is still standing, kind of like with his back turned to you guys, and he turns around to you all and says, "Oh, I'm terribly sorry about my father. He's
stubborn,
thick skulled."
Yes.
And when he's like trying to talk to you guys, the elder gentle druid turns around and says, "Cinder, if you talk to them and give them any information, you are not welcome back here." He says, "Oh no, father, I'm just going to show them the way out of our lands." And the elder druid gestures to some of the guards that are standing out front to go with him and make sure he doesn't reveal anything that he shouldn't be. So at this point, Cinder's like, come on, let me show you guys the way out of our forest. And he starts to lead you the way that you did not enter in. Do you want to follow him? And yeah, he's probably got maybe like four like other rangers with him.
Yeah, thank you for the escorts.
Of course.
Falcon would like to run slightly past Cinder.
Okay.
And yell out, do you know Laser? And see, I want to see, Falcon wants to know
who?
If.
Who? Who yell?
Cinder's the older
fellow. The elder. No response.
Okay.
Yeah. No
I
response.
Think Cinder is his son, the younger one that's leading us
yes.
to the border.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. I'm walking off.
Okay. So, as you guys are walking, at first, Cinder's just leading the way, and we'll say it's like you guys behind Cinder. You can be walking however you want. And then there's the guards, like on each side of you and a few behind you. I'm going to say there's probably about six, not actually four. That'd be a little dumb. So, there's about six of them. So, probably think two on each side and then two in the back, right? Two, four, mm-hmm. six. And as you guys are walking, again, he kind of led you a different way than you came up. And I would say 10, 15 minutes go by without like any exchange of words. Who's in the front of your group?
I'm in the front. I'm guessing Vintro is just in front of me.
I would say I'm going to stay next to Kronos.
Okay.
So it's kind of Vintro and then Kronos Falcon just behind him. And then I'm guessing.
So you're saying
probably us in the front, bro.
Yeah, I'm saying you honestly. Two in the front, then maybe.
Okay. Yeah, we're the big boys.
Okay,
Okay,
that makes sense.
We're the big boys.
I guess we can.
Then I'll take the rear.
Okay.
Oh, Kronos Falcon taking the lead. This is dangerous. Yeah.
Definitely doesn't sound wise.
Not if there's a turtle in the way of the road.
Yeah.
No, there's fucking fight going on.
So you guys kind of like on the map, you kind of like came up from the Silvercrest Monastery into the forest. He's leading you like east out of the forest, like towards the border of the Featherfall Kingdom. And about 30 minutes into it, Falcon, give me a history check.
Can I assist him?
Oh, seven.
All right. You don't really remember anything. What was
Dang
that,
it.
Kronos?
I was going to ask if I could assist him, but I don't know anything about this area. So
this is something strictly for him.
Yeah. Okay.
So as you guys are walking along, it starts to get thick. So it kind of has to get in. Not necessarily single file line, but like you're the guards on the right, they kind of had to file a little to the front and the back because of the dense of the trees and there's only one pathway. And at this moment, Cinder kind of slows his pace so he could like get closer to you. I guess it'd be Falcon, you're one of the ones in the front.
Yep.
And
can I add, do I notice this happening? Him like slowly dropping back.
I mean, why don't you all give me perception checks for this? How about that? Because I mean, you're just kind of walking, looking forward. I mean, Vinrick, yeah, you're kind of like towards the back, looking around, but you could still see this potentially.
17. Yeah.
8.
That's
three.
Don't tell me I'm the only one who sees that from the back.
You were the only one that saw that. So
God, we are blind.
He's like walking. You see, he's been like walking with his hands like kind of behind his back, like just like taking a nice leisurely stroll kind of walk. And he's just kind of slowing his pace a little bit. And he says, kind of directed towards you, Valnarek. He says, psst, the ruins you're looking for is Hollow's Reach to the north.
He says that to who?
You.
Oh, you said like Venric, I think.
Oh, Falcon. I'm
sorry.
V-Boys. Yeah.
Confusing as ever.
Yeah. No, Valcon, he says that to you.
What ruins?
And he's like, take this slip of paper. And he's got it like in between his like index finger and his middle finger.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing. Kind of like scissor it in my hand.
Yeah. Okay. And he says, that is a rough, crude drawing to get you there. The ruins I think you're looking for.
That's all I'm going to do. Okay. That's all Valcon does.
And he kind of speeds up. And then another 30 minutes go by. He says, well, exciting as it was, outsiders. And he's like being very sarcastic about it. Go now. And you guys are like came to like a little opening. And you do see a fairly large kind of, you're like up on this kind of hill that you didn't really realize that you were kind of climbing up an incline, an altitude. And you kind of have a good view and you're kind of out looking, and off very, very far in the distance is this large lake, which is, that is the Leafcrest Kingdom. But you are kind of like right on the border here. And he says,
thank you for the escort.
Come back, I guess. Yeah. Don't come back, outsiders. Again, very sarcastically.
Let's hope you don't run into any of them big things again.
Well, now that you're gone, it's not going to happen ever again because, you know, we're protected.
That's what they all say. And then shit happens.
I'm going to say to him, yes, you did well, young man. And with a bit of a implicative look, be like, sometimes you just have to do what's right.
That's right. And he gives you like a wink and a thumbs up.
Appreciate it, Cinder. Make sure to give your dad a nice stiff drink for me.
Oh, I will. He says as down. He like turns around and like kind of does a gesture with his hand.
While I move past him, can I do some sleight of hands and stick something into his pocket?
Okay, sure. What are you trying to stick in his pocket?
My nail.
Your
that
what?
I just pulled off. My nail that I just pulled off as an Eric token. As long as he has that on his person, I can send a message to him within 10 miles. Or I can see through the token, but not much use in a pocket. But yeah,
roll
I can
it
send
up.
A message to him.
Don't roll a natural one.
Oh, don't worry. It's 15.
You seem to do it without him noticing.
Nice.
And they disappear around a tree, around a bend, and are gone. So for map's sake, for you all, you see that little archway, that ruined archway that's like the border is going through?
Mm-hmm.
That you see, so you're all kind of looking around on this like hilltop, and there's a way to your left, which would be the north, so heading up. And then, like, you see that the path to the right is very kind of unkept, not undoable, but that leads you back down, like, you would think maybe south eventually. Yeah. Do you want to look at that little map thingy that Cinder gave you, Valcon?
Sure.
Is
there a way that only map? I can see it?
It's not a map, it was a love note.
No, there isn't an actual map for this, but what you practically get is he is saying that the ruins that you are looking for is Hollow's Reach, and it's north. Still on the Featherfall side, but north.
Do you relay this information to the group, or do you keep it for yourself?
What's the ruins called? Sorry.
Hollow's Reach.
I think I'm gonna be shady with it. I'm gonna keep it to myself for now. Just kind of look at it. Which, I mean, if they see that I pull it out, then they see it. But
are you trying to be secretive about it?
No, I'm going to blatantly like open it in front of them, but I'm not going to show them.
Okay.
like a love note.
So the, it's not like a map, like he drew a picture and like X marks the spot. He like told you directions. And he said, find the first ruined arch, and head north from that until the second. From there, head north-northwest.
I got you.
For, he gives you a distance.
And we just hit that first arch.
It. Yeah. And you can see that first arch. It's about, it's a ways away. But you can see it. It's like out in an opening.
What is it called again? The ruins.
Hollow's Reach. I already put a marker on there.
Yeah, I'm writing it down.
All right, guys. So that arch that we're coming up on.
Yeah.
So we're just gonna go north from that.
Oh, we're supposed to meet Jonathan and Raven's.
Raven, which
is southeast of here.
We're not. Since I was the only one noticing.
Why are we going north again?
Since I was the only one noticing Sindar giving this to Valkon, I would ask, what was that earlier? What did he hand you? What did he give to you?
Directions.
To what?
To map.
His lover. I'm hoping it's to where I poofed. I disappeared at and showed up to you guys.
You don't know where you poofed.
There were like ruins. It was like a
be anywhere.
When do you hunting the things? Didn't you know where you were when you were hunting them?
No, I was follow. I knew where they were. That's all I cared about was where they were. As long as I knew where the Noxus, right? Nothics. As long as I knew where the Nothics were, that's all. I was tracking them. I wasn't tracking location. It was them I was tracking. Sometimes, you know, if I get a little lost, I'll find my bearing.
So you had no idea where you were when you get pooped. But why are
a
we
pile
going
north? Of rubble. We're going north because that might be where
you pooped.
That. Yes, where that elf was and those, where I was tracking the Nothics at. Just a slight detour. Don't worry about it. Let's go. It's fine. Slight detour. It's fine.
No, that almost sounds like, yeah, we're going where Valkon pooped.
Yes.
That will be helpful to our story.
Magical poop.
Go on, name an episode, guys.
How far is this ruins away from here? Do you know? Is it the same map or?
Yes.
A day's travel.
The distance is yes. Yes.
Yes.
Just go with it. You know. We're good, guys. Map? We're good. Don't you have? No. No. It's mine. Hey, Kronos. You want to take a look? Kronos, you want to take a look?
Yeah.
Peeking
over my shoulder.
I'll show you because, and then Valkon's gonna like really loudly be like, because you don't sit at a table while we're fighting and about possibly dying.
Okay, show me.
Yeah. Here.
I feel like there's some fighting going on within our group, and that's not helpful.
Oh, he's too bad.
If you
want to
keep the secret, then sure.
All right, then keep your secret.
Yeah, we're gonna keep
it. We can go. If you don't want to share the information, we can go. I'm not going to share.
All right, north it is.
Okay.
All right, no fighting in the group. Don't worry, what Ranger. I mean, if we need rations, we'll just have you go hunt a deer. No big deal. We're fine.
Lead the way.
I'm thinking, like,
speaking of rations, we are running a little bit low here.
Yeah, I'm kind of not feeling inclined to share the food that I forage with party members that keep secrets from us, you know?
It's so, okay. I don't need the food, and he can hunt his own.
Yeah, you.
That's true.
Thomas,
hey,
that's no question.
I got a little piece of Shelly. You want it? I'm sorry, Kronos. I'm sorry, man.
I'm back at it now.
All right, then it's more for Vinthro and me.
I just looking towards Falcon, just stone face, like dead stare, like. I'm sorry, buddy.
And see, then, that's what we really care about at the party, not the plot that the DM crafted.
Hey, man,
you know, like...
the plot the DM makes is just background bullshit. You don't need to worry about that, you know.
And on the way, Valcon is going to just—he's just gonna toss it back. He's gonna toss the map back now because they're—he's like, oh, everyone wants to be all uptight about it, and he just tosses it. So y'all can do your thing. You want to grab it?
So
yeah, I'd like to try.
Yeah, I mean, easy enough. I'm not gonna.
Can I deflect missile and try to catch it before everyone else?
That's not a ranged weapon.
It's not a ranged weapon.
Oh, it's a piece of paper.
If he was to wad that up into a paper ball and throw it at you, yes.
Oh,
that is not what's
happening. I'm pretty sure Bernie would try to keep catch that piece of paper with his mate hand and try to catch it.
Okay. Sure. Roll an arcana check to see if, or yeah.
That require a check.
Oh god, he's bad at arcana.
No, but
that's a 6.
Nope, you miss it. Too short.
Here, y'all can have this stupid thing. Valcon,
I would like to
directions.
Grab it off from the ground and mm-hmm. open it up and look at it together with Vinthro and
it just says Hollow's Reach, and then it's like the ruins I think you know you might be looking for is a day's travel north. Find the first ruined archway, go north from it. Once you hit the second, go north northeast from it, and you should find some ruins.
You mean north northwest, right?
Or yes, north northwest. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
and right. That's really it.
I say to Vinthro, like, I guess that's the only lead we have. Maybe we find some proof there that we could show to the druids. But I think we kind of failed in our quests to get their aid in that entire matter. Or do you think we could approach them
for
again?
For now.
Well,
for now.
I have a back way in now. I slip the nail, one of my many tokens I can create, into the pocket of Cinder.
Oh,
I can
and
speak to
that...
him now. To be fair, I can also do something with him, but I can speak to him now to let him know that I can contact him.
Oh, right. Yeah, he
can
seems
he
like the
you?
Only...
If he has something, yes, he can contact me, but not from that token.
He seems the only one not so conservative within the druid circle.
Yes.
Maybe he just realized we're actually genuinely just trying to help and not quite into the old ways, being a younger halfling?
Yeah, that's
you know?
That's what I'm
I don't know.
Give it 30 minutes. I'll send a message to him that he needs to be in a place where nobody else is so he can speak freely with us. Then I'll
maybe
do something with
like, what time of day is it right now?
So, you guys got to the path that led you to the Moonkin Circle mid-morning. You walked for about an hour before you got the little ambush scene. The fight really only took probably not even, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's probably, like, right after, like, very early afternoon, like 1 o'clock.
It might be a good idea to send your message like after sundown, like when everyone's sleeping and we can presume he's got some private time.
It lasts for a day, so.
Yeah.
So when you two were reading that note and you see Hollow's Reach, give me a history check. It's a very, very high DC, but there's a chance that either one of you could potentially know a little information on it.
Bernie get one?
No. He did not grow up in Warcraft.
No, that's a 4.
No, that's... Yeah, it's pretty high.
History check, you say?
History.
That is 24.
Why, yes.
17 plus 7.
I'm guessing I don't get one
nice.
For hunting
no.
there, huh?
No. Yeah. This is like major, real... I really only expected one person.
Older.
To... get it, but a 24 doesn't actually do it.
Wow.
One short. Holy shit. It was a 25. You kind of like, you kind of think, and you're like, God, I swear I've heard Hollow's Reach before.
Yeah.
Huh? I don't know.
It slipped my mind.
Yeah, just slipped your mind. So close though. So it was really hard because it's some major like lore.
I'm probably also the one that was supposed to get it because I have plus 7.
Yes.
Yeah. You're the only one that could make it, I think.
Yeah. all right.
I actually don't know if Birdie got a chance as well. He has plus 4, so. No, he can't get it then.
Not even with a natural 20.
He couldn't.
With a natural 20.
No. So, you guys walk probably for, I'd say about like maybe an hour and a half before you reach that first archway. Mm. When you get there, obviously you saw it from a long ways away. It's very, very large, but it is a ruin. This one in particular, the left-hand side comes up maybe about 6 feet tall, and then there's a jagged break of rock, and then the one on the right hand side comes up and still has like the archway, only about maybe a quarter of a way of the arch is left, and you can and do see very like you see a corner of a stone in the ground, and the grass is like grown over it and stuff, and just like the remnants of the actual full archway itself. It's moss covered, there's vines all over it. As you guys walk by it, through it, do you wanna investigate it at all or just kind of walk on past it?
Yeah, let's take a look at it.
Do an investigation check on it.
Okay.
See if there's any like patterns or inscriptions or something on it.
Investigation from me is 21 plus 7, so 28.
Oh, very Damn. Good. With a 28, you're kind of like, you guys take a little break. Been walking for a solid hour and a half, not on a actual trail, just out in the wilderness. So you take a break just for a bit as you start to look at it, and you're kind of walking around it, and you get to the right hand side of it, and you like start to see like a symbol, and you're like, what is that? And you like push away some of the vines, and you see a symbol of like this basket, this curled basket, right, that comes to a really like skinny point. And in the opening of the basket where it's wider, there's a thing of corn coming out of it, or what you think is like a stalk of corn. There looks to be like some sort of squash or pumpkin like vegetable, and then like something that maybe would look like wheat, like coming out of the middle of it.
So like fields,
sort of. It's like it looks like vegetables in this basket. Again, it's like, think of like a horn. Think of a horn.
Harvest.
Yeah, like a harvest.
And
the basket looks just like a horn. So like the big part of the horn where like a drinking horn that you drink out of, that has like the corn coming out of it and the wheat, and it looks kind of like the best way to describe it is it kind of looks like a pumpkin in real life. It might not be a pumpkin in D&D land, but it looks like a pumpkin. And that's like, there's a symbol of that planted or like embedded. It's very, very worn and kind of hard to make out, but that's kind of what you find. You can actually give me a history check on that too.
Oh God. I'm going to use guidance as well on that. That is a 17
will get you a little something. You would know, I mean, the gods aren't around and people don't really worship them, not too many at least, but this looks very close to a symbol that would be related to like a god of some sort, potentially.
Okay.
You don't know which one, but it just kind of the way it's planted, it's embedded in this giant archway, like this is supposed to be old, old ruins. You don't know how old, but if it is before, you know, the back when gods may have been around, that this very well could have been something like a symbol to a god of some sort, or goddess, I should say.
God, I wish I would dwarf right now. With stone cunning.
Yeah, right. Right. So you guys hang out for about 5 minutes and then you continue onward. About another hour goes by. Yeah, I'd say about another hour. Why don't y'all give me perception checks?
Come on, plus 7. Don't disappoint me. 13.
13, okay.
4 for Bernie.
4 for Bernie. I kind of expected as much.
20.
20.
Dirty 20.
24 for Winthrop.
24 and dirty 20.
Make difference. I'm literally looking at my feet.
you guys, you're looking around, you're like, man, I feel like we should have seen that archway by now. And you kind of, again, rolling hills. And there is, I should say, I forgot to mention this, but there is a mountain range starting on your left-hand side, the west side. You are starting to get into a little bit of rolling hills and mountainous kind of terrain as you continue farther north. You are like, man, I feel like the archways shouldn't be too far apart from each other. And then you finally, like, you're looking around, you're looking through trees, you're still in a pretty dense, like, foresty area. And you're looking, and you both spot it. You start to see some stone. Like, you're looking, you're both kind of like, you kind of all stopped, and you're like, kind of just looking around, and you see another archway. And you go that way. Or do you go that way? I should presume.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You find the second archway. This one seems to be a little more intact, where both sides still have the arc, but just the middle of the arc is missing on this one. This is kind of the same story. It's very mossy. Vines have grown over it, kind of area.
I'm going to do another investigation roll on it.
Okay. And you all would kind of start to... Actually, you might not all notice this. I'll include this in your investigation check. No, natural one.
So that's 9 total.
Give me, and you can do this too, because this is a different perception checks all the way around for everybody.
Oh, for
that
everybody.
Is 20 yeah. For me.
And Vinric.
And 3 for Bernard.
Vinric and Volkan, you guys get advantage on this.
Oh, on the perception? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
20.
Yeah,
25.
25? That definitely does
18.
It. 18 does it.
Now, why do we get advantage? That's something what I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Kronos, can you give me a perception check for me, please?
Indeed.
Everybody's seen this so far. 13. And 13.
We only got a 3.
Bernie and you don't see this.
What the fuck's Bernie's rules today? And,
I don't know. Well,
his perception has always been pretty shit, let's be honest.
True.
So, the V-Boys, you see this. I'm not going to call you out all your name. V-Boys all see this. You're looking around, like, you get to the stone archway, maybe take another little 5-minute breather as you have been inclining, and it's been a climb practically this whole time. It's rolling around probably about 4-ish, 5 o'clock, and you notice the environment's starting to change.
In what
way? You start
way?
To see a couple, like, it's dying. Forest.
Like decaying?
Decaying. Dying. You see dead trees, dead leaves, just like past this archway that you're looking in the northwest direction. And it's just Yeah. Looks like a dying forest.
Could I, like, try and, like, sniff the air, touch the ground, try and check
the same thing.
Bushes or something, just to get a feel of nature.
Kind of, like, spread out and kind of start to look around. Do you guys want to... Well, let me ask you this. You're still in the, like... I guess I should say, where you're starting to see this is about 30 feet from the archway. You guys are right now at the archway. Do you want to stay in like the living area, or do you want to kind of get up to the line? Because it does kind of look like almost like a straight line, like a perfect line of like where the forest is living. Beautiful greens, reds, oranges, yellows, and then grays. Blacks.
Yeah, I would.
Browns. I would like to go the gray area.
Okay.
Past the arch a little bit there, and then
I'll let the nature guys do it.
Yeah. Going up to the edge and kind of like trying to examine the decaying area to kind of like try and figure out a hint to why it is dying in such a way.
Okay. Yeah, you guys get there and give me some investigation checks. I'll make these. I think that's good.
Could also be like nature or survival.
I was gonna say, I can.
Yeah.
I have survival.
Yeah.
I have survival.
Survival. If you want to do that, yeah.
Nature,
that's good.
Stuff like that.
Yep.
15.
Okay.
Oh, I got an 8. Oh.
8 won't do. 15, I can get you something.
I don't know how you get a 15 with a plus with a 3 plus 3 plus 8.
I know. I didn't roll that good. That was plus 11.
This is the first thing you know. It's definitely unnatural. You like take a step from the living, beautiful side of the forest into the dead, dying forest. And it just feels different. Unnatural as all can be. That ground, the first thing you notice is, I've explained this once before, the ground of Rigor is soft, rich. It's very, there's rivers everywhere. There's lots of lakes. It rains a lot.
Very fertile.
As soon as you put that first step across the line that I explained, it's instantly hard, dry. Everything breaks and turns to dust, as branches even. Just turn to dust.
It's kind of like Mirkwood, you would say?
Yeah. And that is... Right. You would know this. There is something causing this.
So like nothing natural.
This is not natural. This is not like... You've seen like... There's... The best way I can describe this, in Colorado, we had a really bad... I think it was like a Japanese beetle or something that was like eating a lot of
like
the...
a plague.
Yeah. So you kind of know they were like eating the pine trees and stuff and killing them. You've seen stuff like that. That's not necessarily supernatural, but it is nature taking its course, kind of. This is not that. So you know there has to be some source to this that would
especially
be
causing that straight
it.
Line seems odd to me.
Yes. Like it's like almost a radius.
Yes, exactly.
Can I
pull out
Orb of Chaos, or Pearl of Chaos?
You want to pull it out?
Yeah. Is it warm to the touch?
Yes. And it has that slight vibration to it.
Yeah.
Do you want to, and you're still by the archway, do you want to get closer to the dead area with it out?
Can I take one step into the dead area?
It gets stronger. Even like as you're walking up, because it's about 30 feet from the archway where you were at, but as you're like walking up, it starts to get not like out of control, but it definitely starts to get warmer and it vibrates a little more.
Guys, we can't go this way.
Well, this is our destination. It's the only lead we have.
We can't bring this with us.
But we can't leave it here either.
Then we have to split the party.
That doesn't seem like a good idea. That really ends well.
I'm not leaving it here.
Oh, please.
And I'm not bringing it there.
No.
This thing feed on chaos. It will only get stronger the more we move into this place.
But maybe you can find a way to use it. You're adapted magic.
Why would I use something adopted by chaos?
Maybe you can bend it to your
good
will?
Point.
I only know a little bit of spellcasting, but...
I have respect.
You're a resourceful one.
I know, but I have respect for magical artifacts. Bernie, you should know that with the Dragon Book. It's a dangerous artifact.
Well, of course
very,
I do. Duh.
Very dangerous. The same with this orb. It's very, very dangerous. If we had our other companion that sadly fell in Yudesh, he might have been able to control more or hide it away a bit more.
Rest in peace, the original V-Boy.
Original V-Boy, rest in peace. If we had merch, that'd be a t-shirt.
But yeah,
come up
I
with
am
a design.
Not comfortable
I'll have
with
it.
Bringing this further in this place or further. No. Something is definitely off in this place.
And I imagine Valendrian holding the Dragon Book in one hand and the Orb of Chaos in the other and becoming like the Emperor of Wigor of the entire world.
Yeah.
Now, Valcon...
That would be a bad combination.
For Valcon, this would be familiar, right? Because if this is the place...
Make a history check. It should be, but it isn't.
It should be.
10.
Oh, God.
With a 10, I'll give you that. You have that feeling of deja vu, but that's it.
Yeah.
Feels like you've been here once before, but you're just like, man, was that just a fucking dream? Was it like, I mean, I've been to ruins before. Like, yeah, it's that deja vu thing. I'll give you that.
Who knows? Being poofed to another whole place too? You never know. So.
And you don't know what else may have, you know. Who says he only casted one spell in that time, you know?
Oh, so we're going. We're gonna keep going, right, guys? Huh? Yeah.
Mimthra, I think we need to go there. Whatever we find there, it's gotta help our cause. But
yeah,
we don't want to. I don't want to leave you out here. Like,
yeah, but the thing is, I don't want to
dig it somewhere in the earth until we come back, or
no, that would probably be worse.
You want me
then
to
take
hold
it with
on
you?
You did
I
see
guess
how it's fucked up the ground. The problem is, I don't want to spend a night in that area with the Orb of Chaos.
Do you want me to hold on to it? Because technically, I can see if something's coming and I can shower you all to wake you all up.
Yeah, but what was the time again? It was like 5
it's,
o'clock.
It's right? About 5 o'clock right now, yeah.
I said
in the evening?
Yes.
Yeah.
And how
I
far?
I said take.
It says it would take about a day's travel. And
oh, so we can't like camp back behind the
arc.
If
you guys
we
want
can
to
camp in the arc and then have half of a day.
Yeah, I mean you could.
Yeah,
you know, the
I'm
archway.
Thinking like
the
that's
actual
what I'm thinking.
Archway itself is kind of in like an opening, which yeah, I mean you could if you want.
That's
what I'm saying. Take camp now, then bring the orb in there in the morning, so we have a full day of it being in there instead of us sleeping
yeah
in the orb in there.
Oh, come on. You don't want to go in there during the nighttime?
No.
I'm good to go.
I don't feel comfortable going in there with the
Valcon, I think this is a good idea, and I think it would be a good idea for us to go forage for food and water in the living part here.
I don't think there's food and water in there.
No, in the living part, not in the dead part. To forage some actually healthy and nourishing stuff before we go in there tomorrow morning.
Okay, let me just throw this at you. We go hunting this evening.
Just don't use your axe this time, okay?
I'm pretty good with a damn axe, all right?
No turtles.
I'm pretty
good
with
how you
don't even.
Oh, no turtle soup?
I am more of a climb up a tree, stalk and wait, and then
jump on body slam.
Jump on and body slam.
That's exactly what he
Cena
is.
The elbow trump.
Or, yeah, I do have rope. I always keep rope on me, though.
I'm a bit more subtle than that, I'm afraid.
Yeah, well, you have, you know,
you have your ways and I have mine.
You have a stick flinger, okay? I have my ways, and you know what? It's worked.
Bad word for it.
You guys That's go... a really fucking bad word for it.
What you guys go hunting.
Kind of wanted.
Yeah, let me use my stick flinger to kill some animals, you know? That's what I've been training with.
He's got a plus one stick flinger.
Yeah, that's what I'm calling my weapon now.
That's the name of the episode.
Stick flinger.
That's the name of the episode. The plus one stick flinger.
Plus one stick flinger. Pointed with a fucking flint.
Welcome.
Fucking great.
But I would like to actually, if you're willing to, I would like for us to do a slight ease into there tonight, just like just to see.
You could go like.
I'm not going with you.
I'm not a player. Shit.
Well, no, yeah, I'm talking. You know,
the thing
you
is,
see,
you and
with Venrik. I want to talk with Venrik about it.
Barkon, you and Venrik go hunting. Bring us back some food, rations.
Okay.
We can take with us in there.
The thing is,
Kronos and Bernie will set up camp and keep an eye out if anything moves in there. We'll keep a lookout. You can also go in and take a look out.
I was gonna say, I would just like to see what
sphere tonight.
A little bit of night activity, if it's gonna vary from the morning, because if we see something,
I'm all for that. Like, my specialty actually is in the dark. Out of character reference, Gloomstalker, and so I'm up for that. We can go, Valkon.
But I'm putting up the sphere today, tonight, so nobody can come in. That is not us. You guys can go out and do your recon, but you can also always come back into the circle. You can see through the circle, but nothing can come into the circle.
That's all it is. I'm just thinking route recon, maybe 2 hours tops.
You can do that on your watch, because nothing can come into the circle anyway. So you can go out and do your watch if you want.
I'm all
need
big.
A watch when I have the circle.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm up for doing some reconnaissance in the night.
All right. Well, let's set up camp, boys, and let's go hunting.
That's the plan.
Okay.
And I will also contact Cinder.
Okay. What do you say? Do that.
Well, I only have 25 words with my token, and sending also I only have 25 words.
Okay.
So, Cinder, it's me. Cinder, it's me. Winthrop.
Your boy.
Ah! Whoa. Hello?
He cannot respond.
Oh, shit.
Aw. it's 25 words. So, Cinder, it's me, Winthrow, from the party earlier. Go to a place where you can... No, go to a place where you're alone. I will contact you again. That's all I say.
Okay.
And I will wait 10 minutes.
Okay.
And then I'll cast sending.
Okay. So like you guys start setting up camp and making a campfire and
Falcon's out of rations, so
Venrik. Yeah, Venrik and Falcon, you head off to go do your hunting. Are you guys going to stick together to hunt or not?
I would actually like to.
Venrik's not here at the moment.
Yes. Yeah, Venrik's not here at the moment, but I actually would like to. I think that'd be a good first time
bonding.
Paired hunt. Yeah, paired hunt.
Bonding experience with Venrik. All right, so as you guys are walking out and planning your shit, 10 minutes go by. If you would like to cast Cindy.
Give me a sec. I need to make sure that everything is set correctly.
Oh my god. How dare you not know every word by word. Word by word.
He can respond, by the way. He can respond, by the way, with 25 words as well.
With sending?
Yeah, in sending he can respond with 25 words of his own. You can talk to
Yes. Okay, so Valcon and Finric. Valcon wants to hunt with Finric. Like, yes. How do you feel about that, Finric? You fine with that?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay. Cool. Cool.
With your stick flingers.
With your fucking stick flinger.
The flinger. Disrespect is unreal.
All right. So, as you guys walk out into the woods, now he's not here.
God damn it. Why is it always those two?
I do have dark vision with my subclass for reference.
It's not too dark yet. It's getting. You guys are in a forest and it is like at this point, it's probably getting closer to like 6 o'clock-ish. Not dark yet, but it's like you're under a canopy and the sun's setting. So it's not, you don't need dark vision yet, but yes. So as you guys get out, do you have any certain kind of plan you want to put together to hunt together? Because you are two totally different hunters.
Do I find any trails, animal trails?
Well, why don't you roll a survival check? And Vinric, are you going to help with that?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'd like
roll.
To try the same and roll for
yeah,
myself.
You can roll 24. For yourself. 24 is good. You find some tracks.
17,
yeah. You both find two pairs of tracks. You instantly know one is a deer. And then the other, you find like a group of tracks of like rabbits. So obviously rabbits might be a little easier to hunt, but wouldn't feed you as much as a deer would. I'll let you choose what you'd like to go hunt. A group of rabbits or a deer?
Both. I would like to set up snares for the rabbits.
Okay.
So that way, while we're hunting deer, there's a possibility for that.
Okay. I like that. Probably only have one of those on you.
I mean, I'm makeshift. I have rope.
Okay.
I have a lot of rope. So, like, okay. I can just cut some up. Yeah, it would only.
Why don't you give me a?
It'd probably be survival again.
Yeah. Possibly. Survival check. See how good you're, like how good you can make them. How good you can kind of like hide.
It would only. There's no reason to do more than one.
Okay.
19.
Yeah, you have a decent snare set up now.
Okay.
As you guys head towards the deer tracks, you track it for. Maybe 30 minutes. Why don't you guys give... I'm trying to think of what I could make you roll. Obviously, I want to say stealth.
Oh, yes, please.
To kind of... Well, first off, let's start with perception. You guys have been searching for... You've been following tracks for about 30 minutes. Both of you roll perception checks.
11.
20. Dirty 20.
Okay, you kind of like stop Finric before you got... And you're like, deer. It's about 20 feet out in front of you. 40 feet out in front of you guys. How do you approach?
Use my stick flinger?
So
yeah.
I'm gonna tell him, hey, so hold on. Let me get up closer in the bushes before you go, because if you miss, I'm going to be in the bush next to the deer and I will jump out and I'm gonna grapple that motherfucker.
I'm gonna
grapple
the deer.
My stick flinger is very accurate.
Yeah, well, Valcon has like insanely good athletics and also is able to travel stealthily at full speed because of the Spear of the Totem.
Yes.
So can I travel roll stealth
at normal speed?
I'm going to say you both are going to need to roll stealth. Valcon's going to be sneaking up to try to get to a closer point if I understand this correctly.
Oh, yeah.
Venric's going to stay where he's at or climb a tree, you know, get perfect line of sight on him to take a shot. So, yep, roll it up. Stealth checks for both of yous.
29.
Jesus Christ.
15.
Yeah, I'll say that. That's good enough. You guys kind of get into position, like, and you kind of, just as both being natural hunters, the spot that Venric picked and the spot that Valcon picked, you just so happen to be able to see each other. And like, Valcon, when you get into position, you give him a little head nod and you're clear, you know, you're clear to take a shot, as it's kind of, the deer is doing a deer thing, eating some grass, looks up.
Now take a shot.
All right, roll to hit.
With advantage, I presume.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh.
Jesus.
29.
Yeah. Yes.
I do get sneak attack on that.
Yeah.
Does it apply sneak attack automatically? No, it doesn't.
Yeah. I hope that deer doesn't have resistance to radiant damage.
So that's 13.
Yes. You, as a hunter that's been hunting for a long time, the clear, you've hunted a lot of deer. You go straight for the heart. You pierce the heart with the arrow. It takes a few leaps of just out of pure adrenaline, and then falls over and is no longer moving.
And after it falls over, Valcon just hops out of the bush and jumps on it like backflops. Ah. Like, I got it.
And you guys have successfully killed a deer.
Awesome.
All right, Venric, I'll grab it. Let's go get the boys fed, huh?
All right. Let me take a look at the deer first, since we found it in the dead area here. See if it's all healthy to and good, safe to eat, you know? And I'd like to...
I rolled for
crouch down and get like a knife out.
Yep.
Cut some of the skin off and the meat and kind of like get a look at it to
judge
if it's safe to eat.
You, as a hunter, you would like, you're gonna gut it here, because if you gut it at camp, then you have to dispose of the guts, and if you don't, then
you
get attacked by crazy monsters. So you gut it here. As you cut into it, everything smells fine. Everything looks fine. You're okay.
All right.
You know you're okay.
All right.
You would know, based off of something so unnatural, that you'd probably be, it'd probably be pretty easy to tell if like a wildlife creature was affected or not, just based off of how crazy different the forest is from each other.
Yeah. Like, how far away are we from the camp, like in terms of traveling time?
I said you guys searched for about 30 minutes. Oh. Let me roll for your rabbit as you guys are walking back. I'd say it's about 30 minutes away from camp.
All right.
On your approach back, you check the snare, and you have caught a rabbit as well.
Hey! I like waving Venric kind of like in front of him.
Nice. Is this one safe to eat?
Do you want to check it out?
Yep.
As you like get down and open it, gut it, you get a really rancid smell, rotting smell coming as you cut open the carcass of this rabbit. And you like look at its eyes, and its eyes are just like milky white, and you can see some like green shit flowing through it.
It's got cataracts! Put it back!
Can I...
You would not want to eat this, but you can if you want.
Being a monster hunter, could I do like some kind of investigation or history on the effects?
I would say like that? History. You're thinking back to previous kills.
Yeah.
That see if anything has been similar to this.
17.
It seems to have something very similar. The smell. It's the smell you recognize, of just that, like, almost like rotting flesh, just dying, death, decay. That's what you've noticed from every monster that you've killed that is a monster that you've been hunting and not just like wildlife, normal wildlife.
Yeah.
Okay. All the weird shit.
I say, yeah, I actually think I have a list of the monsters I've hunted, so. Okay.
Yes.
When all we right. got it, I guess we check out the stomach as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Since I would be interested in examining what the rabbit ate last.
You cut its stomach.
I'm so glad oh,
you
want to
cut its stomach?
Yeah, I want to cut its stomach to see what it ate last, to see if
gonna be good.
Anything like anything that he ate might be related to its conditions, so that we might be aware of it,
yeah.
what not to eat. You know?
Yeah, sure you will.
So take out the knife and open up the little
knife.
Stomach and rummage through
the
content.
When you pull the stomach out, it's bulgy already. Like it ate something that's like almost too big for it to eat.
All right, I'll cut it and see what's inside.
Find a finger.
Oh, fuck.
All right.
It looks to be human or humanoid. Like it'd be like it'd have to be like a halfling, a human, maybe an elf. You don't know.
Okay.
But it's a humanoid's finger.
I'll show that up to Valcon. See what
I'd like to DNA test that. I want DNA test the finger.
Roll fucking science.
Roll
CSI.
I don't know, Venric. Well, it's a brave rabbit.
It's not matched. That's not normal for a rabbit,
no.
as I'm sure you know.
No.
Like, they're neither known to attack living humans or eat carcasses of humans.
Well, even if it was known to attack living things, not at this size it ain't.
Oh, yes, true.
So,
like,
it's too small to be.
I wanna. Now
how
that
did
I
they
found
get
that,
the finger? This
now
little
that
guy.
I found, yeah, now that I found that, I wanna open up the stomach of the deer as well.
Heck?
To see what's inside there.
What's this fucking CSI Featherfall? What the fuck is going on?
I don't want to be too much of a stickler. You already gutted this deer.
The stomach's still lying there, right?
So, and this is probably about 10 minutes away from where you killed the deer. Do you want to walk back and do that?
Yeah.
Again, it's only 10 minutes. So, yeah, you walk back.
I'd like to try that.
Cut open the deer's stomach, and it seems to be normal shit in a stomach. Digested grass and
okay.
Normal. It's about normal stuff you'd find.
Do you want to keep this nasty thing, Venric?
No, you can toss it away. We don't need it.
Oh, good. And then Balcon's going to take it and stuff it in the deer's stomach and then just leave it in there.
Okay.
Leave the nasty rabbit carcasses.
Like, would that require an insight check, or could I presume that the deer was just there recently and has ventured from the living area to the dead area recently, and that the rabbit has spent some more time there and therefore decayed as well, like just like the land.
Can I just say this out of context?
What would that be?
Out of context, out of game. Well, that is the fucked up thing you said. I've heard in a while. I'm gonna take this finger out of this other rabbit's stomach and put it in the deer's stomach.
No. He's putting
I'm putting the whole rabbit. The whole rabbit. In the
they're
deer.
Keeping the finger. They're keeping the finger.
I'm a barbarian, man.
I didn't put the finger into anyone.
What the fuck?
I guess that would be an insight check.
Yeah,
I guess.
I'd like to try that.
Can I help him?
Survival.
Survival. Can I roll survival for that?
Because it's like insights, like vibe checking people and shit like that. Like it's
Normal survival.
Yeah.
16.
Come on, I can do better. No, I can't.
No,
14.
You
can. Between the two of you, you kind of figure that you don't know if you found a finger in a rabbit's stomach. There's obviously something happened to that rabbit. maybe it was from when whatever changed this forest, whenever it initially happened, the rabbit got caught in it. Maybe the rabbit ventured in there and stayed too long or started to eat some dead leaves or grass, or you don't really know.
Would we have known if it was a human finger or a halfling finger?
It's kind of hard to, like, everybody, like, elf, human, dwarf, like, you're all gonna have, like, maybe elf you would notice, like, really more of, like, a paler skin, but there are tanner elves, like,
yeah, but they're all well, elves are all well manicured.
Yeah, well, yeah. Not all of them. But
so this is,
you don't really know. You know for sure, though, the deer, whatever, from just like the normal smell of a freshly killed deer and what you found in its stomach, that it probably didn't even spend any time over in the dead forest.
We do know, Venric, that the finger was in the stomach, which means it's recent.
It's getting a bit wild. I might say,
I love this shit. Keep going. I love that.
I want to judge from the degree of how far it has decomposed the finger, how long it's been since it's been severed.
The fuck? So it's.
These guys are having an entire inventory.
Yeah, is this a medicine check at this point?
Like, I would survival say,
nature.
I'll do a medicine check.
Medicine check.
Could do a medicine check too.
8.
Oh.
22.
The finger itself came from a body that was probably dead 2, 3, maybe 4 days. It's lost all of its color. It's probably only been in that rabbit's stomach for recently.
So it's not like just the bone.
Like it's like the skin, the fingernail, and it looks like it was ripped from a hand.
Not a clean cut.
No, it was ripped. Oh. Like somebody took somebody's finger and pulled straight off with
That's
it.
Interesting. Okay. So no blade did this, apparently.
No blade. Pure force and strength. But yeah, probably recently. There's no, like, it wasn't the stomach acid wasn't eating it away to, you know.
Valcon, I know we came here to forage, but I think it might be worth to go a little in more deeper.
Oh. What about the deer? There, buddy. Are you carrying it? No.
You can leave it here for a moment.
No,
we're not leaving. We can find our way back here.
Listen. We're not far from camp. So why don't we just go over there? We'll throw the deer at Kronos. And he'll deal with it. We'll just throw it and take off. We're good. Just chuck the deer carcass. Hey, chop it up, buddy. And then we head out.
Doesn't even know how to use knives.
We could also separate, but... If you're up for going into the dead land here a little deeper, I would be glad to have you with me. Otherwise, I would go alone.
Let's see. DM, how much rope do you think I had to use out of 50 feet for that snare?
Maybe.
Do you care? Like,
15. First number that came to my head. You have
15 for a fucking 35. Rabbit?
35 feet left or
right. Oh, so this was like a 6-foot rabbit.
I don't know. Okay, 10 feet. Yeah, 10 feet. How about that? I don't know how to actually make a snare.
The thing is, the way you did it is probably a deer snare.
Okay, how many? I don't know.
For like a deer, bro.
Okay, 5 feet.
All right, 5 feet.
To keep it easy, let's do it. 5 feet.
Getting down to brass taxes here, you know.
Okay,
CSI.
Yeah.
NCIS.
By the way, the sending message is ready.
Okay.
Yeah, let's
do that. What are you guys doing? Are you taking the deer back or not?
Benric, I was gonna say either way, or you could
strap it up. You just tie it on me. On
yeah,
my back.
We bring it back to camp and they'll then go okay. back for a little bit of a deeper expedition.
Okay. As you're walking back, Finthro.
Yes. I will cast Sending to Cinder.
Okay.
the message I'll be sending.
Sending to Cinder.
That's the funny. Message I'll be sending is, Cinder, the land is dying to the north. Do you know why? We, camping at the second arch, respond with 25 words. Three more sendings. That's 25 words, straight up.
Okay.
Okay.
He says, forest dying to the north. That's not good. Thank you for telling me. Oh, fuck. The ruins might have something to do with that. Big massacre.
That's a lot of words.
If you can't solve, I can send another message.
I'm at 20. So yeah. Big massacre happened at 20. Long time ago. That's 23. That's all he's yeah. got.
Okay.
I can't explain more than that unless you send it again. I could go.
I'll send another
okay.
sending to him. What happened at the big massacre? That's all I'm sending. So he has 25 words again.
Big massacre, okay. two words back.
Yeah, where are we getting the big massacre from? Because it's ruins? Like, you don't have to have a rabbit. That's stuck in a deer belly.
No, I know.
He is sending it. Conversating or having
with
a message
Cinder.
To Cinder. So that's why I'm getting this. You're not getting this.
Oh, I know. I'm just questioning your words.
Long ago, ruins were temple to Yondala, halfling goddess. Lolf, Spider Queen, sent Drow to... Shit, that's 20.
Send another.
Defile the temple. Killed a lot. That's 25.
I'm gonna cast one more sending to him.
Okay.
Ask, how long ago was this? And have you been up here for yourself?
Roughly 5,000 years. Roughly 5,000 years ago, before the calamity, not allowed due to elders' rules. Anyone that goes there is banished from Circle.
Oh. I can do one more sending.
Okay.
One more sending, but I'm gonna wait till the two hunters get back.
About this time. About this time they get back.
Yeah. Them 25 word messages, it's about the same as Goliath tongue, man.
No, dude. I really had to think about like what I could say in 25 words.
Like it's literally like child, family.
Yeah.
You friend.
It's just I love how Winter is just like, yeah,
you know what's funny?
Just talking out because I know how.
Have you looked at my character sheet?
When I thought that when I was going to give you guys lore on this place, it was going to be a lot more smooth than,
Sorry, I can only do
25. No, that's totally fine. It's totally fine.
Because you can look at character sheets and see our written biographies, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have a whole list on the top. You'll have to check it out. Goliath words.
Can I actually roll a history check on Yondala?
Yeah.
With
you, well, he did say it, goddess of halfling goddess, so yes. DC will come down a bit.
That is at 23.
Okie dokie. Coming at you with some lore on Yandala. Yandala was the goddess of was the halfling goddess of fertility and harvest. It was, she was a good, like, aligned. She was a good goddess. That's probably about all you got.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, that's all you got.
Yeah. I will wait for the guys to come back and relay the information to them.
And will the hunters return back at camp, or are they going to die on the way back? I don't know. But we'll have to find out on the next episode of the Crones of Fall Hollow.